today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So, Jim, we're finally down to the last episode of 2018 picks, and you're up today. Can I have a sneak preview of your pick?
Tell me how you really feel.
Well, I'm just looking forward to your choice, and I can't wait any longer.
Tell me how you really feel.
Jim, we just want to know what you picked.
Tell me how you really feel.
We just love you, Jim.
Talk about that.
All right, it is now, by my count here, February.
It is February.
We just finished Jimuary.
Yeah. Oh.
And now we're in February.
That's correct.
So now that we're wrapping up the series of favorites from 2018,
yep.
It's my turn. I get to close this thing out, right?
Yeah,
I'm the closer.
You're the anchor. That's right. You're the closer.
I got to pitch. I got to go three outs in the ninth inning.
We got a pretty decent lead here, Jim, but you have no margin for error. You
got to
set them up and down.
The pressure is on.
Yeah, and you know, as we sort of wrap this up, I just want to say thanks to Sam for all your hard work.
Thank you.
And you know, your consistency. I mean, every day, it's comforting to wake up with a text message saying the article for today is ready, or you know, before bed. It's nice, and so thank you, Sam, for your help and your consistency. Like I said, and I know you probably didn't know what you're getting yourself into, but
that's the fun. That's the fun.
We greatly appreciate it. Yeah,
I like getting that alert too, because then I go in and I edit out all the profanities he put in the article. Yeah, to do that.
He needs occasionally.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of the 7-second delay we have to put on Sam.
Sometimes there would be like a little political manifesto just in the middle, embedded in there. You know,
and also would love to say thanks to Matt Wendler, our correspondent intern, and Justin, you know, who does some editing for us.
Yes.
It's so helpful to have him as part of our community now. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great team that we have.
It is a great team.
They're amazing.
Yeah. And certainly, Jim, your organization is, you know, wouldn't be what it is without you kind of reining me and Sam in. We're out of control all the time. So we appreciate that.
I try. We got a lot going on. I think we're going to have a really good 2019. We got some good interviews already lined up.
Yeah.
I don't like to promote them too much in advance, because my belief is you don't really count on the interview happening until you're sitting down doing it.
That's right.
You never know when somebody's going to back out. But I just want to say, if these things come together as planned, I think we got some really good interviews coming
for
the listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited.
I'm pumped.
All right. But before we do that,
before we jump into 2019.
So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And I'm going to talk a little bit about some of my favorite music from 2018.
Cool.
I'm going to do a favorite album and a favorite song, and just talk sort of in some general terms here about some of the stuff I really like.
All right.
My song of the year is really quite different from your pick yesterday. Yours was fun and exciting and got you excited and pumped up to go someplace.
Yeah.
And mine has to do with, you know, bigger, weightier meaning of life themes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
But let's start with some of my favorite albums.
Okay.
I never really put together like a top 10 list or any kind of, you mentioned something about organization. I don't know. I don't necessarily do it for things like this. Honestly, it would change all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard for me to commit like that way. But I'm just going to mention some of the albums that I listened to a lot.
Okay.
That were really some of my favorites. You mentioned The Beths.
Yes.
Future Me Hates Me. Mm. That's way up there on my list. You know, as I think we talked about just a week ago or so when it came up from a listener, it feels like hit after hit after hit.
I
mean, it's just like amazing, you know, pop gems,
really
just one after another. Fantastic. We saw them at Songbird on that tour, but they're coming back around. I'm planning to go again.
Yeah.
So great band. Let me see. What else do I have here? Another listener earlier mentioned the Anna Birch record, Quit the Curse.
Right.
I really like that a lot.
Beautiful record.
That really connected with me. One of my favorite, you know, artists that I've really gotten into over the last couple of years, Ron Gallo.
Yeah.
He actually had two releases in 2018. One was an EP that's really fun, that's all sort of about the music business. But then he came back with another proper album called Stardust Birthday Party, which has some really great songs. And I saw him live Love that. Other people have mentioned The Nude Party, which mm-hmm. was a discovery for me this year. Mm-hmm. That's a really great record. A couple others. There was a new Superchunk album this year.
Right.
And for a band for a band that's been around, 30 years now, something like that. Fantastic record.
Tore
really solid, top to bottom. Great stuff. And then one other one I want to mention, this artist I discovered in 2018, and she actually had two records that came out. Her name is Samira Winter.
Uh-huh.
She goes just by Winter, mm-hmm. is her name as an artist. But she's like a Brazilian, now lives and records out of LA, I believe. And she had just a great record out the sort of early in the year called Ethereality, which is really kind of dreamy and poppy, and it's one of those records that has such great sort of like texture to it that you want to listen to it over and over again, and I really like that a lot. And then she came back later in the year and collaborated with a band called Triptides, and so you can look for Winter and Triptides, mm-hmm. and the album is called Estrella Magica, mm-hmm. and it's all in Portuguese, and it has a lot of Brazilian, much more like Brazilian flavor to the music, and it's fantastic. When I discovered that record, I probably put it on like the whole album on repeat and listened to it about three times in a row. I loved it so much. Yeah.
And I remember you mentioned that in a new music episode, I believe, the Winter and Triptides record.
Yes.
We heard something from that. So I remember that and picked it up then. I agree.
It's really
cool.
Good.
Very exotic.
It's really good.
It's awesome.
So that's almost, and then one more thing I want to mention, because I was happy that it got some mentions I saw on some best of lists. There was a band we had play in the family room many, many months ago toward the beginning of the year called Belladere.
Yeah, that's right.
And they had an album called Tuscumbia, which
that's
is really a beautiful record.
It is.
Really well done. It has a real kind of big star, I think, sort of quality to it, and great songwriting and really well put together. And people who have not heard that should definitely check that out, too.
Yeah, it was awesome to see them play in the living room up close. That was so cool.
Oh, really great guys and great musicians. Yeah. But that's not why you called. You want to hear about my favorite record of the year.
I don't know what it's going to be. So, how about you, Sam? Do you have any idea? It's really going to be cool.
No clue.
It's been mentioned already by other listeners who called in and talked, and at least one said it was the favorite of the year. Actually, I think two.
Okay.
I think this got mentioned twice. It's the Courtney Barnett record.
Oh, all right.
Tell me how you really feel. Yeah. I hold it up here.
Yes, there it is.
For our cameras. And you'll notice I have it on CD.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, I think, because CDs have kind of gotten a bad rap lately, and people don't really buy them anymore.
Not much.
But I got it because, I listened to it over and over and over again on the streaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when I was thinking, what is my favorite album of the year? I was going back and I was thinking, well, what did I listen to the most?
Yeah.
And this was it. And then I thought, well, if it's my album of the year, I really should buy it. I should have a physical copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's two reasons why I bought the CD instead of the vinyl. One is just because I think the price of new vinyl has just gotten way out of hand.
Yeah.
And it's really...
It can be kind of nuts.
It's kind of bothering
Pretty
me.
Pretty outrageous.
So, but the other thing, too, is I have Courtney Barnett's two other records on CD. So I'm kind of a geek like that. Like, I kind of want to have them all together in my collection.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got
nothing wrong with that.
I got this one on CD, too. So it's Tell Me How You Really Feel. This album really grew on me over the year, too, which was another indication why it should be my favorite. Because I loved the last one that came out a couple of years earlier, the Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that record so much that, and then she did the one with Kurt Vile, which I wasn't too on board with, but it's fine. I think sometimes an artist, it's probably a good thing when you put out a really good piece of work that maybe you need to sort of go off in a different direction, do that little sort of palate cleanser in between before you come back. So the Kurt Vile record was okay. Then she comes out with Tell Me How You Really Feel. And I was kind of nervous because I'm like, is this going to live up to the previous solo album? And at first I was sort of like, it's pretty good. I like it. It's okay. But the more I listened to it, the more it just kind of like invaded my soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And to me, that's just the mark of a great artist and where the songs sort of have to germinate a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get into it. And then I just couldn't stop listening to it. And the thing I like about it, too, I think we discussed this a little bit earlier, is that there's a lot of... She shows some different sides, I think, to her songwriting on this record. They're not all those kinds of really kind of clever wordplay and the dense lyricism and the stories and all of that. There's definitely some of that here. Yeah. There's some other, techniques or that she uses as well. Now, the song I want to play, because this one just really spoke to me in an odd way. It was one of the singles, I believe.
Okay.
It's called Nameless Faceless. And it definitely speaks to sort of modern times, but also the other thing I really like about what's going on sort of in indie rock today, and I think we've talked about this, is just how much women's voices are coming through and their perspective. Yeah. And obviously, this is a song written from a woman's perspective. It's very much like that kind of Me Too kind of thing. Yeah. And it's dealing with, you know, not only harassment, but also just like the kind of like fear that women just endure on a regular basis that men sort of have no idea.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. And it quotes, the song quotes Margaret Atwood in it, which is another thing from 2018. I really got into watching The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, really.
On Hulu.
Interesting.
And I found that to just be a fascinating television show. Have you guys seen that show at all?
I've seen bits of it.
Okay. You know, with Elizabeth Moss. Mm-hmm. And as I was remarking to my wife, I said, if you think about Hollywood, and so, you know, in entertainment, right?
Yep.
But like Hollywood TV, you know, people who make TV shows, it probably for over most of time that TV has existed been a male dominated medium, right?
Of
or industry, right?
Yeah.
And so you have all these shows, you know, probably the vast majority of you watch, you know, pretty much from like male perspectives, you know, male producers, male writers, all of that kind of stuff. You finally let women make a show and it's all about how incredibly shitty the world is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so everybody should watch this and get this. And so anyway, The Handmaid's Tale, obviously Margaret Atwood, and this song also references a Margaret Atwood quote. And so let's just hear it. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Amazing tune.
Nameless Faceless. I mean, the song sort of starts with this idea of maybe like sort of online harassment or things like that. That's the whole like Nameless Faceless.
Yeah.
And sort of like, you know, dude, like you must have a lot of issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like I'm, you know, feeling sort of sorry for this person with all this anger. But then it gets into like real world stuff. And also, I got to say that another reason why this, I think, speaks to me is because I have an 18-year-old daughter who's away from home for the first time going to college. Right. And you get to the part of the song where, you know, basically she's laying out there, I want to walk through the park in the dark. Mm-hmm. Like that's something I never think about, you know, but to a woman, that's just something you can't necessarily do, you know, and then gets into, this is the Margaret Atwood part. Men are scared that women will laugh at them. Women are scared that men will kill them.
That turns it a little darker right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So. And, you know, even that key line, I hold my keys between my fingers, like constantly. I've heard that from my own daughter too, that your keys are right there ready to jump into the car or the door as soon as you get there. And it's, you know, it's a terrifying thing to live in that society. The other thing I'll say really quick, Jim, is you and I saw Courtney Barnett early on, like I think it was 2015.
Yeah.
And we were both surprised, you know, just having that one record out, how loud she played. Yes. And how reckless, like this loud Nirvana-esque grunge garage rock. And I love that there's still a little bit of underpinning of that, yet she still writes these great hooks. I mean, she's a really master craftsman person when it comes to putting her pop rock music together, I think.
Totally. Oh, yeah. And this record, I think, rocks harder than the previous one. And I also say I saw her again in concert this past year, and she's even sort of like punkier
That's
live
cool.
than even comes through on these records. It's, it's really something to see. I mean, she plays hard.
She really does. Yep. And I know early on we were expecting some sort of, like, we didn't know what it was going to be, maybe folk rock or something.
Yeah.
She came out like with a power trio and just ripped it up.
She has those kind of pretty sort of delicate songs on some of the records too, and some of that in here as well. But and the other thing too I like about this particular song, Nameless Faceless, and a lot of her music too, is, and why I think it really kind of gets into you, is it has that one, that quality I really like, which is it sounds like a happy song when you first listen to it. And then the more you listen to it, you're like, whoa, it's not really, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
So I love that. All right. So this record, I could listen to this over and over again, and I have. Courtney Barnett, tell me how you really feel. It's great. Okay.
Awesome.
Right, so there's that. Now, I'm going to talk about my favorite song of the year.
All right.
And it's not that different from what we were just describing. But this is a song that I discovered I think it came out pretty early in the year. And it's one that I really can't get enough of. It's so good. It's by an artist out of Portland. Her name is Haley Hendricks.
Okay. Hmm.
She is a Filipino-American. And she writes really just kind of beautiful, kind of haunting songs about life, you know.
Yeah.
And she had an album that came out in 2018 called I Need to Start a Garden. And it's really a great, great record, kind of folky, but with, like I said, like a lot of like depth to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this one particular song, it's called Shalala. The reason I love it is because it takes these turns within the song itself. So it's like, again, it's kind of has this happy kind of sound, but it also has kind of a sadness to it, and it kind of moves in between the two.
Uh-huh.
And so what you sort of get out of the song is this feeling of like kind of internal struggle that's happening with somebody trying to kind of figure things out, and it addresses things like, you know, sort of purpose in life. And maybe there's a little bit of sort of like depression in the song, and feeling of confusion, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sort of play a part. I'm going to kind of move ahead and get to the middle of the song, because I think you're going to hear a lot of kind of like the desperation in it.
Yeah.
And then sort of the release of the tension, and sort of like the feeling maybe of a certain, you know, calmness of realization happening here. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Just stick with me here.
I'm with you.
Okay.
She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be a bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Now, doesn't that song take you on a journey?
Oh, it totally does. Yeah. Yeah. I love that part where, you know, it starts to become unhinged and, you know, she's really telling herself she needs to do something.
Right.
Like, you've got to do this. You can't procrastinate anymore. Nothing's going to happen in your life if you don't actually do this.
Right.
And that metaphor is beautiful. I love that song.
That whole thing, that shalala is so interesting to me because it's kind of girl groupish, like, you know, it kind of reminds you of maybe like an early 60s kind of song or whatever. So there's something in there that's like, that's I think to the speaker in the song that's like reassuring about that. It's maybe a place that she goes to, right, to sort of feel better. It also has maybe a meditative sort of aspect to it as well, so you can hear that when the song like totally builds up. And it's just, you know, and there's a great line there about, I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
it's great.
You know, and all the, and then it just goes back into the shalala, like, okay, all right, steady myself.
Right.
You know,
it doesn't
get back.
It doesn't quite burst, even though it feels like it might. She doesn't quite lose it.
It almost feels like a panic attack embedded in a song.
You
you're just thinking about all these imperfections, all these things you have to do. Then suddenly you just want to scream. And then you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm back down to earth.
Everything's cool.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah,
that's right. And who hasn't been there, really?
Right.
And so
every day. And I will say to folks, her last name is spelled HEYNDERICKX.
Yes.
So if you're searching it out, it's a little bit different, but certainly worth finding right away.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's a brilliant tune.
Yeah, it's so great. It's so infectious, and it'll stick in your head if you're listening to it on, say, a mix of Jim's favorite songs from 2018.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. All right. I need a break. I need a weekend.
I need a
to
weekend.
Recover.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that.
Yeah, that sounds good. But thanks, Jim. Those are great selections.
Thank you, and thanks to everyone who contributed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We have, I think, just an amazing collection of great music from the last
year. Yeah, and again, go look for that playlist that Jim put together, and you'll see it right there. You can subscribe to that, put it on shuffle. It'll carry you
on
through the
Spotify,
year if you need it to. Yeah.
2018 favorite albums. You'll see all of the picks we received. All right. So now we have to come up with some new topics.
Wait a minute. Nobody said anything about that. We actually think of show
brainstorm
ideas.
Brainstorm this
for the rest
over
of the
weekend,
year,
all right?
Every day. Oh my God.
All right. The show is Rock in the Suburbs. You can hear it
every day.
Every day.
You can find us on all the big podcast places. Please subscribe on wherever you listen to the podcasts. Mm-hmm. Please rate and review the show on the iTunes. Continue to correspond with us. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff rest of the year. So anything on your mind music related, you can call 612-440-1984. Leave a message there, or you can email rock@suburbspod.com.
Do that.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. And visit our website.
Yes.
Suburbspod.com.
Please
and you'll see all the stuff here, all the listener picks. And maybe we can link to the playlist from there too, right?
We can. We can link to the playlist from there, and we can link to the tag because I've been tagging all the articles as 2018 favorites. So
if
you search by tag, all those articles should pop up.
Boom.
Great. Okay. And great seeing you, Sam.
Yeah, great seeing you too as well.
Best of luck in the final semester of college, Sam.
Thank you.
Now, if we show up at your door at college at like 2 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night and knock, will you let us in?
Or? Of course.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Just checking. Not that would happen.
And if things feel
couches.
if things feel overwhelming this semester, you know, just remember, shalala.
That's all you need to do.
All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
We just love you, Jim.